We know it's going to happen. You just have to be patient for that fine little burst of excitement from the news. And as we said, the news appears from the Siren News team as if by magic. And, of course, the blood, sweat and tears of the Lincoln School of Journalism undergraduates who are putting the whole thing together in a matter of, 43 minutes from now.
The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
So, Anna, given the immense rehearsal time that we've had in the lead-in to your feature from Jersey, clearly we're all set and ready to actually go. We decided to actually improvise this week. Improvise, even. Maybe we should actually change the pronunciation of improvise to improvise. It kind of has a little French touch, which is in keeping with the Jersey approach. What have you been up to over the last 7 days, 168 hours since last you were part of this exciting production?
Well, we've been busy at work. It sounds banal talking about work, but I will, because I think my job's such fun. We end up with visitors from all over the world coming to find their ancestors, and often it's stupid questions like, where are they buried? And, of course, they died about 400 years ago, so it's all a bit kind of silly, really. They expect to find, like, monuments for these relatives who died 400 years ago when really, you know, there's nothing there but a patch of grass, if they're lucky. So, we've just been quite busy, and the Literary Festival came and went. It was quite exciting. And next week I'm off to London, to jolly old London. So I might not be with you this time next week.
Well, I might have
to reconvene.
When people go to London, who knows what happens, really. It's a whole new world. Still, never mind. It's from Jersey to London. It's astounding. Shaley, has anybody ever asked you, so where's my pharaoh? Where are they buried then? Where are the dead bodies?
No, it's really interesting, though. What do you actually do, Anna?
Oh, I work in it's like a local studies library, but one of our strong things is family history. And Jersey, being a tiddly island that's only 45 square miles, has sent people all over the globe. And today we had people from Toronto come and look up their family history.
Oh, wow.
We get this quite regularly. They come from ridiculous parts of the world, and they want sort of answers.
Expect you to have all the answers.
But it's all fun. I mean, it's a great job. It's never dull.
Definitely.
But,
have you ever traced your own family history?
I've tried my best, and my mum's side's Italian, and that's a bit complicated because their record keeping isn't wonderful. But the London side, I actually appeal to Who Do You Think You Are magazine to cope with, because I got stuck on what my great 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 grandfather, because I can't work out where he's from. He's got a really silly name like Adam Lewis, and unfortunately, you know, it's difficult to track him. He says he's born in Oxford in one census, and 10 years later he says he's born in Worcester, so he can't decide where he's born originally. Dark, really, but there you go. Have you done your family history?
So the furthest that I'm able to trace back to is my great-great-granddad, I believe, was 16, and he was from Scotland, and he hopped on a ship to South Africa.
Wow.
And then that's where my South African side comes from. But then I'm Mackenzie, which is the Scottish in me. So that's as far as I've got. But I don't even know where I'd begin to go from there. Because Mackenzie's quite a big clan as well.
I mean, the internet's a great thing. I mean, people dabble on the internet a lot, family historians. It's amazing what comes up. Even daft things like Google Books. If he's got a really weird name like Archibald Smith Mackenzie, you Google that up, you might find he was captain of a ship going somewhere.
Amazing
what as Doc Cotton says on EastEnders, the Google does lots of things.
Definitely does indeed.
It's a truly wondrous world, is all I can say. A truly wondrous world, all held together by a man called Sergey Brin, who co-founded Google, and now he's the 12th richest person in the world.
Nice.
All positive stuff. Little quote here for you, Anna. My first true song, Words and Music, was written on my beloved acoustic silver-tone guitar and called Time Changes the Scene. Even then, at 10, my main theme was how quickly time passes. I was feeling nostalgic for the good old days, I guess, back when I was 7.
Yeah.
That's just some of the words of Paul Zollo, who we'll be speaking to later in the production, a man who was working with Tom Petty recently, and indeed has had a whole stack of things, including singers and songwriters. He's an author, he's a singer, he's a photographer, he's done all sorts of things, and he's making his debut later on in the production. London next week. Have you mapped out a schedule, Anna, for...
Thursday's the big day. There's a conference going on at Strawberry Hill, surprise.
Yeah.
And one of the things on the agenda is something called the insect rolls. And apparently in some private library somewhere, they keep insect rolls. And what I don't know is whether it's real insects or whether it's like lists of insects, as in rolls of the court. So I'm going to find out about insect rolls on Thursday next week at Strawberry Hill. So it should be fun.
Well, but do give my very best to the old Walpole structures. I'm sure it's still standing there. Out of nostalgia, check out Pigeonhole 287, if they have such things these days. Oh, those wonderful things. Go to the post office and Pigeonhole 287. It's wonderful. There we are. Even remember the number.
Do teachers still have pigeonholes, Alex? Is that
we do,
is that
actually. Yeah, we certainly still... I cling together with the English department and the journalism department and indeed other colleagues from public relations to our little pigeon trays that we actually have here. Same ensconce there. So, but I think the days when students could actually have their own discreet bespoke pigeonhole, I think they've long since gone. I would have thought so. So it goes. Shaylee, would you like to put those last two questions to Anna, who, if she's wondering, yes, but on my running order, it had Katie Dorr, Tessa Snart, Kaylee Umpreville, Holly McGrattan, and Hannah Brown. I mean, we might see Tessa later on in the show. She says she's going to try and turn up for Els Bailey. I don't know these days. It's going to be the stress sort of factor, etc. Katie's a bit poorly. And our fine folk from the University Events team, they're just sorting themselves out. But still, you know, it's good stuff because we will work through this whole process much as we actually did when we took the number 37 bus from Clapham Junction all the way through to... Strawberry Hill. We've actually just had a message that says she's outside Siren at this very moment. So,
good luck getting in with all that building work.
It's an interesting line, and before we actually let Shaylee ask the last two questions, I think we'll actually find out who is actually outside Siren. It's Hannah Brown. Hannah Brown is outside Siren. Shaylee, would you be... Yeah, ask those last two questions, and Hannah will have to wait. All right,
no worries.
So just work through the process.
So, Anna, have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this week?
Yes, thanks. Thanks very much.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. So you said we might not be able to see you next week, to hear from you next week?
I'll give Alex a rain check before the day through. Depends how flights change or may not change, but I'll let him know.
Nice to hear from you.
And meanwhile, we will hopefully be able to connect with Hannah Brown, who will be able to take the next stage of her Harry Potter-oriented quiz, which we might actually throw open to William Coles as well, if he's really lucky. Hey-ho, 10.5 minutes past 5 p.m, and we're still rocking and rolling.
Give me that plenty of that guitar.
I've been traveling on a boat in a plane, in a car, on a bike, with a bus, on a train. Traveling there, traveling here, everywhere, in every gear. But, oh Lord, we pay the price with the spin of a wheel, with the roll of the dice. Ah, yeah, you pay a fare, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Traveling through the dirt and the grime, from the past to the future, through the space and the time. Traveling deep beneath the waves, in watery grottos and mountainous caves. But ah, Lord, we got to fight with the thoughts in the head, with the dark and the light. No use to stop and stare, and if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Wonder how you got this
her teeth by the breadth of her hair. Traveling where the fall winds blow, with the sun on my face, in the ice and the snow. But ooh-wee, it's a game. Sometimes you're cool, sometimes you're lame. Oh yeah, it's somewhere if you don't know where you're going. Any road will take you there. The spin of the wheel with the roll of the dice. Ah, yeah, you pay your fare if you don't know where you're going. Any road will take you there. I keep traveling around the bend. There was no beginning, there is no end. It wasn't born and never dies. There are no edges, there is no size. Ah, yeah. Just don't win. It's so far out, the way out is in. Bow to God and call him sir, but if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. And if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Road, low road, we'll be in Scotland before you. George Harrison will be on any road. And if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there. Deep philosophy, William Coles. Deep philosophy.
Yeah, it's just right for you, Alex.
Hannah Brown is in the studio. She's safely made it. She's here. She's been rescued. Welcome back, Hannah.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Exactly. Last week, of course, she lost her voice. Yeah. It was very careless of her. You know, she had it one moment and then
she found it again.
Exactly.
So
was it like Theresa May?
I didn't have a coughing fit. I just couldn't speak. All I could get out was a whisper, which luckily I didn't have to give any big important speeches in front of lots of people and lots of cameras. Mm. So
All right, okay. You winged it.
Yeah, I just stayed at home and had some strepsils and just rested my voice.
Yes, and sent a text to Tessa, who thankfully showing the kind-hearted soul that Tessa still is, even though she's also a hard, bitter, twisted, cynical third year. Sorry, Tessa, it's all right.
This is lovely.
Exactly. She relayed that message to us. We're seeking your advice now, William, before we actually go into your thoughts on life and the various other bits and pieces, because coming up in a few moments, again, one of these days when you decide and your children say, yes, it's all right, Daddy, you can use Skype and be part of the whole show as opposed to literally just telephonic connectors, we are featuring the Reverse Family. The Reverse Family, who actually have a lead singer. It's a solo project of a man called Mr. Illogical, whose first name is Dermot. See what he did there? He's aided by a fluid band of collaborators from time to time, and this debut offering, of which we're going to play one example, is a taste of 365 songs that the Reverse Family will be producing over the next 52 weeks.
Basically a song a day.
I think that's pretty much the line that he's working on. Lead concoctionist, Dermot. The line that I know you'll appreciate, given the wordsmith that both Hannah and yourself actually are, William, will be, by allowing the elements of simplicity, chance and accident to live and breathe, 365 takes on an appropriate punk ethic to achieve a punk sound. The decision to start 365 was the light of inspiration in an otherwise dark place, to create something positive from the black swamp of personal despair at the time of the death of a great friend and bandmate, going through divorce, dealing with the serious illness of both parents, among other traumas, which took Dermot Illogical to the edge.
Well, okay. Well, all that bad stuff is hopefully going to be useful for his songs.
Yeah, well, they do say you've got to actually take those lemons and make some lemonade.
I hope it tastes good.
Well, as ever, Shaylee, you have your finger on the creative pulse there. I personally probably have more faith in Els Bailey's joining us in the second part of the program, and indeed Paul Zoldo. But never mind, I mean, we could have been featuring another range of sort of folk. Anyway, meanwhile, William, how has life been with yourself in Borny, Scotland, and all of those wondrous things? I mean, have you had your flu jabs?
Flu jabs. I haven't had flu jabs for 35 years. Scotland is fantastic. Yes, we've got a new thing to do in museums. We are not interested in seeing the exhibits in the Museum of Scotland. We play hide and seek. It is a terrific place. Kids entertained for nothing for 2 hours.
Well, one day we will actually make our way north of the border, and Shaylee will actually say, yes, my roots are here. Well, they're not in South Africa, of course. Hannah, have you ever been to Scotland?
Once for an afternoon when we were visiting my aunt. She lives in the Lake District, so it's slightly closer. Oh. And I think we crossed the border and it was raining.
By mistake?
I think we didn't do, but we meant to go somewhere, but it was raining. So we sat in the car and ate our lunch and then came back again.
So you haven't actually set foot in Scotland. You just sat in the car.
No, I've been in a car.
It's raining, this is exactly what I've been told. It rains there a lot.
Well, clearly, Hannah, sometime between now and the rest of your life, we're going to have to sort this out.
I will go to Scotland.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, it's all very well saying we've got the Lincolnshire Food and Gift Fair coming up in a few weeks' time. And tomorrow morning, Jane Southall is joining us in the studio. Jane, but that's just up the road, of course. You know, so we need to make that next journey forward. We'll do that fine.
After Hannah said something like that, she'll probably end up marrying somebody from Scotland.
I was going to make a joke about Gretna Green, but
no, don't. It's these days it would be unpolitically correct, politically incorrect as well. So let's step away from that particular one. And next up, of course, Paul Zoldo. Now, I don't know if again, have you? I mean, in terms of music and music journalism, William, do you kind of follow the main writers? I mean, if I said songwriters on songwriting, would you say, of course, this was where Paul Zoldo wrote about a series of interviews he conducted with Bob Dylan, Paul Simon, Randy Newman, Laura Nyro, Pete Seeger, Leonard Cohen, Neil Young and Frank Zappa?
Those are some big cheeses, but I haven't heard of Paul at all.
Well,
I don't know him.
He's the author of 8 books, including several on the craft of songwriting and Songwriters on Songwriting. It was actually called The Ultimate Book About Songwriting and The Songwriter's Bible. It's used as a textbook in songwriting courses in universities, including the University of Southern California and the Berklee School of Music. So he's also written an oral and narrative history of Hollywood.
What's his biggest hit?
Good question. I mean, he's a kind of philosophical sort of singer, songwriter, author, journalist and photographer. And initially was recommended to us because his last gig was actually performing live with Tom Petty, who, again, will be featuring during the course of the evening. And I hadn't realised Tom Petty was actually descended from Native Americans.
Really?
Yes, exactly. I know. You might well say, how do you know this? Have you been actually scrutinising the web with Mr. Google and various other bits and pieces?
I think you've swallowed some rubbish on Wikipedia that some scamp has changed.
No, we will put that to the test. No, effectively, I'm quoting from Conversations with Tom Petty by Paul Zoldo, a book which indeed I'm now about to hold up so that Hannah can hopefully confirm that. That is indeed Tom Petty, and indeed that's Paul Zoldo. Can you confirm that, Hannah?
Yes.
For the benefit of the listener. Very good. Shaylee? Yes.
Indeed it is.
Conversations with Tom Petty.
Right, fair enough.
Anyway.
He doesn't look like a Native American.
Exactly. You know, but again, just opening that first chapter where he actually sort of shares the tale of his grandparents and how his grandmother never wanted to be referred to as a Native American. In fact, they didn't use that term in those days, so it's extraordinary. But it's one of the reasons they actually headed off and spent most of his childhood in Florida. As opposed to mainstream. So fascinating stuff there, which we'll work through. It's teasing ahead.
What are you descended from, Alex? Have you got some surprising ancestors in there?
Polish, Irish, English, pretty much. Okay,
so
Eastern European mixed with the Blarney Stone produce the strangely surreal experience that happens to be my current incarnation on the planet.
Right, okay, a one-off.
That would seem to be the case. At least I haven't been aware of cloning or anything else taking place at this stage, and no siblings, no cousins, that's it really.
When they made you, they literally
threw away the molds. There's no point going any further. You know, honestly, 22 minutes past five, Lincoln's fresh sound. In other words, a fresh sound for Lincoln, Siren Radio 107.3. I'm just reading from the clipboard here just to confirm that all's well. Hannah, do you like the new clock that's actually up there?
It's very fancy.
Yes. Yeah.
I've got one as well.
Yeah.
Nice. I have an old-fashioned one with a rabbit on it. Mm.
This is the time, William, when normally people turn around and say in the production meeting, do you not think you're losing the plot slightly when you actually start asking contributors to comment on the studio clock and furniture? Do you not think it's just...
And then you reply, no, mate, I lost it years ago.
I never had it to begin with.
Yeah. Dermatological, any questions you'd like us to put to him on your behalf, William?
Can I listen to the best of rather than one every single day?
That's a good one. That's a very, very good, impressive choice. In fact, I do quite like that. Is there going to be a best of compilation of the setups that are actually there? I was just having a minor scenario there in terms of I'm trying to locate an example of dermatological on the system here. I have found it. Phew. Just, you know, that sort of slack course of panic where you think, I'm sure I actually loaded it in. This actually, William, just for you, is one little sample. I'll just give you 20 seconds of Sun's Rays Are Just Like Birthdays.
OK.
Oh, when my hips crack and my eyes fade.
I think that's about it, really. So when his hips crack and his eyes fade.
All right, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, we need more than 20 seconds of that.
We will get more than 20 seconds, but we'll allow Dermot to introduce it himself. If you're wondering, but how can I actually hear it? Well, two choices. You can either put the phone down and play with your children, as a sort of decent, caring father would actually do. Or you could say, children, come and listen to this particular product. You can actually invite the children in.
We'll get you online.
Exactly.
That's what I'll do.
Exactly. And then you can actually send in an email to say, thumbs up, thumbs down, or never, it's entirely up to yourself, William, because that's the sort of...
More please, Alex. That's what I'll be sending.
Precisely. He's already being predictive about that whole setup. Hannah, go for it. Last two questions for William Coles, please.
Have you enjoyed your telephonic link with us this evening?
I have loved it. Thank you so much for asking, Hannah. It's always so polite, this station.
Mm-hmm. Whereas my mum always raised me to be polite. Will you be joining us again soon?
Just as soon as King Alex asked me. Yes, thank you.
You better watch what you do to me. Don't get
Tom Petty, and you got lucky and we got lucky now because we have got online making his debut with a production from the Reverse family. It is Dermot himself, Dermot Illogical. Dermot, how are you?
I'm great, Alex. Thank you for having me up.
It's a joy, Dermot, to connect with your good self, and I couldn't resist the Simpsons scenario. Is there a Mr. Illogical there? Is there a Mr. Illogical? Can I have a Dermot Illogical there? You get under our skin. That's the bottom line, Dermot. You get under our skin. Sorry. I'll say from now, for the benefit of Manila PR and Tony McDonough, we will not make any more skin jokes, Dermot. Unless, of course, you want us to.
No, not until I've got any endorsements sorted out.
Nice. Exactly. That's very important. We've already listened to 10 seconds of this awesome particular number that we actually have lined up, and we played that to our Edinburgh correspondent. I think it's fair to say he was impressed. He wanted more.
Excellent.
He wanted more.
Brilliant.
From that point of view. In fact, he seemed to demand more, so he said, hold fire, because Dermot is going to introduce this himself in his own good time. In the studio, we have the fabulous Hannah Brown from Harwich.
Hello.
And we also have the equally fabulous Shaylee McKenzie, currently from Lincoln.
Hi there.
Marvellous. And are you ready, Dermot, to introduce from the Reverse family this first little number, which of course connects with sun's rays are just like birthdays. Brilliant. Very cheap from that. Dermot, in your own time, and hopefully you'll stay with us after this as well so we can have a chat about it, would you like to introduce this lovely, awesome number? Take it away, Mr. Illogical.
Thank you very much. Yes, this is Sun's Rays Are Just Like Birthdays, which is actually day... Now, let me think, because it has to be one of the particular days. Day 20 of the RF365.
Oh, when my hips crack and my eyes fade and my thoughts dim is gray and the sun's rays are like birthdays, like my birthdays. I've forgotten to meet on purpose. And when my mouth's dry and my breathing's hard and my hearing's bad and my waist is turned to lard and the rain.
True, you occasionally do forget birthdays, even if you're not prompted by those various social networking sites. In which case, I usually send a message there after some sort of fashion, really. Well, I sent a birthday card recently, but anyway. Hannah, what did you make of Sun's Rays Are Like Birthdays?
It was quite different. It was not quite what I was expecting from the title, you know, or the title of the song. I was expecting something different. But
caught us on the unexpected. Shaylee McKenzie.
It definitely festered in my psyche.
It does actually sort of sit together. I'm mindful of the quote of, indeed, Paul Zollo, who we're speaking to in the next part of the programme, as the late, great Pete Seeger said in the first interview in the first volume, all songwriters are links in a chain. It's that wisdom that guides this journey and repeats like a refrain throughout the ages. I think we liked it. Yes, we liked it. A round of applause, please. Woo! So, yeah. So talk to us, Dermot, about how you got involved with Reverse Family, and the question that William Cole's actually asked us to put to you, is it possible to have a best of rather than listening to all 365 songs?
Right, how did I get involved in the Reverse Family? Well, I've been in a band for a lot of years, and Reverse Family is kind of the solo project that has been on the back burner for a long time. But there are various circumstances that led to writing 365 songs, which probably you haven't got time for on the radio today. So if people go to our website, reversefamily.co.uk, you can read a little bit more about the background of how the 365 came about. But yes, there is actually, we are actually putting out a sampler at the end of every month, to kind of give everybody sort of a bite-size listen of what's been going on for that month. So, yeah, that's coming out. The first EP sampler is coming out on the 27th, I think, on Nub Records.
The last time we actually featured a songwriter who was doing a song a day for 365 days was Amy Rash, who actually did a Red Letter Day, and she's based, in fact, she did with one of the videos at Vasquez Rocks, known to Star Trek fans, of course, as the site of the Gorn.
Nice.
Going head-to-head with James T. Kirk. Are you looking to make this a multimedia project, Dermot? Will there be other sort of connections that will be involved? Will it be a case of at the end of the 365 days, you'll simply go and sleep?
No, I mean, the thing is, obviously, you know, it's quite a task to put out 365 songs. So, you know, the second EP's out just now. Next week, another one's coming out. And it's a hell of a lot of uploading these days in the digital age. No, I have plans for all sorts of stuff. The songs, obviously, and the diary entries, I would like to have that published in a book as well at some point, but I mean, at the moment that's 730 pages, so you know, it's quite a lot of material. So yes, I mean, hopefully there are all sorts coming, and I would like to do some kind of physical release as well, because our first album that we brought out in April this year was a vinyl only release. So yes, definitely into physical stuff too.
Ever had that dream when an insect invades the ear and sets up home to mercilessly tease and torment thereon in? Reverse Family step forward to announce themselves with a sound that trespasses and festers in the psyche.
That was Pete Ringmaster who did that quote, so thanks, Pete.
Exactly. Now, of the band that we see there, which one do you feel is actually Dermot? Because we have five fine souls there that are working through on this banner that we're looking through on the website, just after the Elvis Costello-like glasses that are actually there in My Songs About Life. Hannah, who do you think Dermot actually is in terms of Reverse Family? You see the way they've actually reversed themselves, so you actually have to you can only read the website through a mirror. Standing, I hold a mirror up and you can see. Is this all deliberate, Dermot, in terms of the way you're actually embedding people into the whole sequence?
The whole thing's deliberate, yeah. Absolutely.
Shaylee has actually pointed to somebody who I believe is one of the female members of the group, so I suspect that that isn't Dermot, but it's okay, you know, we can go with, I mean, Dermot.
You don't know that.
Precisely. I am not going to make any presuppositions at all here. Hannah, any thoughts from your good self? Which of those fine folk?
I was going to say the far left on the second photo.
The far left.
As a guess.
On the second photo.
Yeah.
Does that ring true to yourself, Dermot? How close is Hannah to actually identifying which sort of person you happen to be in terms of the...
I'm just going to have to wait for the website to come round again and see what you
It's wonderful. You see, this is technology that's actually there. So you're saying a chap wearing... actually, there are three chaps wearing glasses. So you're looking at
the one without glasses.
The one without glasses. The one leaning on the lamppost. in a
I
kind.
I don't think the one without glasses is going to be me.
I changed my mind. Can I give a different answer?
Leaning on the lamppost with glasses on.
Ooh.
Not in a George Formby-esque way, but in a kind of...
It's not the corner of the street, I don't think, either.
Well, listen, once I've heard the tune, who knows what state of mind my psyche is going to be in, Dermot. It could be just outrageous. We'll remind people you can go to twitter.com/reverse_family. You can go to facebook.com and like Reverse Family. And, yeah... So it is, he's holding up a lamppost and he is second from left. So we have identified Dermot.
You've got it.
I feel as though we can rest easy now for the rest of the programme, actually. I mean, I know Hannah's going to be faced with another series of Harry Potter questions as the show proceeds. Might hold that back until Phil Linus arrives. But at the same time, it's well worth that. Dermot, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme this evening?
Absolutely, and very much appreciate you guys having me on and playing the track.
Well, I'm sure we'll play it again sometime. We haven't heard from our Scottish correspondent, and that could be a deal-breaker. We don't know what happens in the Levies of Edinburgh. We know, basically, Dermot, that when you start talking about folk north of the border, when it comes, they could go all over the place, really. Will you be able to join us again in the not-too-distant future and keep us appraised of matters musical as well?
Absolutely, we'd love to. I'll get Tony to get you the next sample at some point, and then hopefully we can talk about a track from there.
You know, I think that's thumbs up from yourself, Hannah.
Yep.
Thumbs up from Shaylee.
Definitely.
It's a winner.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Glad to carry on.